welcome to another episode of MotoGP Podcast Lost on the Brakes. And welcome for the first time ever to Enea Bastianini. How are you, Enea? Thanks for joining us. Easy question first.
Yeah.
All good?
Thanks for to you. And all good and ready for another weekend.
On this beautiful, beautiful rainy day in Portimao.
Wow.
I think more English weather. So, like I just said to you before we started recording, we're going to talk about you.
Okay.
Because it's the first time you've ever been on the podcast. We're going to start way early. Tiny Enea, how did he become the world champion and MotoGP rider that you are now? And we also have some fan questions for you from social media.
Okay. Yes.
The first one is someone you might know. It's someone called at @Casaday_Mattia.
Mattia.
And he has asked, do you like Antonio Pizza?
Antonio's Pizza, wow.
Now you're going to have to explain this joke and explain this from your reigning FIM NL Moto E World Champion friend, Mattia Casaday.
Yes.
What's Antonio's Pizza?
Yeah, Antonio's Pizza is an amazing pizza.
So the answer is yes.
Yes. is incredible. And Mattia is a good guy. We go many times in this pizzeria in Italy because I don't know, it have something magic on the inside.
Something magic. Where is it? Do you want to tell us? Now there'll be queues, eh?
Hey, you have to ask to him, to Antonio's, because we don't know.
Okay, so Antonio's Pizza. I'm glad it's just an innocent joke about real pizza.
No, it's not a joke, it's a real pizza.
It's a real pizza, okay,
yes,
you see, you're
pizza.
Already making me.
Excited.
Okay, beautiful. So, next one from Fresh Roo.
Fresh Roo,
I don't know who's, don't know what
me
name
too.
That
I
is.
I don't know.
What was your favourite subject at school?
Oh.
I'm worried you're going to say nothing.
Gymnastic.
Good answer. Good answer. We have a real split. We have some riders who are like, yeah, I loved this, and then some who are like, no.
It was exactly only for this because I've seen 110 only in gymnastic when I was young.
Well, I mean, 10. I think you've had other success in life. We're doing okay.
Yeah, one success.
Easy one from SPTR16. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite football player? I'm going to assume it means football.
Football player, who? I think Ronaldo is one of my favorite. Yeah.
Are you saying that because we're in Portugal?
Yeah, also because we are in
Portugal. I was like...
No, because the dedication from me to that sport is amazing, something incredible.
Okay, good answer. Next one from G Knight Rider. Great username.
Okay.
What would be your dream job if you weren't a MotoGP rider? This always comes up quite often when we have fan questions.
Dream job if I win?
Yeah. If you were not in MotoGP, so if you had to do something completely different, what would you want to do?
Yeah, one of my best hobbies is to fishing. I like a lot. Yeah. Also, I was young, I would try to fishing, and now we haven't time. But in the future, I want to be also a world champion.
So literally, fisherman, world champion, then fisherman.
Yeah, world champion, fisherman, but also MotoGP.
So next one from CZLee16.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song to listen to before a race?
Yeah, my favorite song is... Divenire from Ludovico Einaudi. I like a lot the classic music because if you listen really well, it's really powerful. And
I would agree. Okay,
it's strange. It's one of my favorite.
Okay, love that. So now, from Cami Yeren Riot, maybe I might have Spanishized your name.
Okay.
We're gonna start, like I said at the beginning. So their question is, at what age did you discover your passion for motorcycle racing? You were small, right?
I was really, really young, yeah. I remember when I was young, maybe 3 years old, when I was in the car with my dad, and on my side I see a motorcycle, especially when I see the two-stroke, I was really excited, and I remember for the first time when I see the pocket bike, I ever cry because I asked to my dad, I want to try this bike. And at the end, he started my career with a motorcycle.
I was going to say, so did your dad give in then and buy you the bike?
Yeah, after I've buy me one bike later, 3-4 years maybe we have buy one.
So what was your first experience? Little Anaya, you've got your pocket bike, paint us the picture. Were you immediately like, yeah, or?
Yeah, probably immediately, wow. Yeah. But also, when you are young, you need some help. And because I haven't tried never the bicycle before to ride the motorcycle. No?
Really? So yeah. You did the engine before?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Exactly.
That is good commitment. So you get the bike, you love it.
Yeah.
How, where do we go then? Because obviously, being a professional rider, it's a big decision. It's a lot of dedication. Were you good as soon as you started riding? Was it you just how much you loved it? How did you take the step and be like, okay, I'm going to race now, not just around my garden?
Yeah, for me, has been always one passion from when I was young. And later, I understand watching also the race of Valentino, later of Casey Stone, was one of my favorite riders from his riding style. I bring the decision, this is what I want to do, no?
How old were you then, more or less? I mean, we can kind of tell from the
8 years old, I was really young. Yeah.
So you were like, yeah, I'm going to do
exactly.
This.
Exactly.
So how do you make that happen then? You decided? Okay,
yeah.
I want to be a rider.
I've decided, and I spend all my energy on that one. I have riding, I think, all the day I go with a motorcycle, but also my dad, because my mom have supported me, because if you haven't support from your dad or mom, you can't do nothing, no? Because
yeah,
you are young.
When you're eight, you can't just be like, hey, bye, I'm just going to go to the track.
Exactly.
So, okay, so what were your first races like? Because you were in pocket bikes and mini bikes, right, in Italy?
Pockets, yes.
That's where you
pocket
started.
Pocket bike, yes.
So what were the first races like? What was your experience?
I remember very well my first race, because I was on pole position.
So we started quite well.
Yeah, it started well, but I even finished the first lap.
Oh.
It's really dramatic. And after I crash, and I was last at the first lap, and after I closed the race on the seven position.
Okay, that's not so bad.
No, then not
from
bad.
Pole crash back
pole crash,
seventh.
Yeah,
that's good. Adventurous, maybe.
Yes.
Bit dramatic, but
it's
okay.
Been one adventure.
So when who were you racing then? I bet there's some people we would know, no? Because
yeah.
There's all of you guys now from Italy. There's so many familiar faces from there.
Yeah, I'm very familiar faces.
Who were your rivals then?
I think Alf Paddock was
right?
With me on that race.
Literally, when we write your bios with the Italians, it's like, starting in the Italian pocket bike championship. It's
yeah.
Like, yes.
Excellent.
But yeah, so, okay, so you started well from pole. When did it start to become like a more serious thing? How do you go from pocket bikes and more locally with just your parents to then being like, oh, okay, it's like a professional?
Yeah, for me, that moment it arrived at when I was in the Red Bull Rookies Cup for
so
the first
how
time.
How did you get into the rookies then? Was you with the selection event?
Yes, like in the selection event. In that situation, I understand, okay, I have the possibility to go on the Moto3 in the World Championship, and when I have realized this, I've training many times to arrive on my objective, no? And at the end in 2014, it's arrived the moment, no?
It did. And so, you moved into the World Championship then. Obviously, you had success before. You won a Grand Prix quite quickly. Didn't you?
Yeah.
Home turf.
I remember the first season has been really difficult to win the first race. I win that during the second season in Misano, in close to my town.
Have I remembered correctly? Did you have like Italian flag hair?
You remember?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was like, I might have made that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did that feel then after rookies and then now we have had Pedro Acosta slightly change, but certainly before, winning a race in your first year was not expected. So in your second is good.
Yeah, in the second was expected. Because during the first one, I was really close. I remember in Silverstone with Alex Marquez and also Alex Rins. After a long fight, I've lost this fight and I'm in the third place. But in Misano, I remember was incredible, the fight with in the last lap with Miguel. And I have pushed in the last three corners like never.
Was it like today, I have to win or ciao?
Ciao, exactly.
So how was that feeling then? Because it must be extra special. First Grand Prix win, but also at your home track in Misano.
Yes, at the start because I win my first race. And also because I was close to my friends. No, and
did you have a good amount of people with you? Lots of friends, family there to... Do you remember anything after the race? Or did you party too hard? Like?
Yeah, I remember. I remember all after the race. It was an incredible day during later after the podium and also during the night. Very, very, very power, no?
I can only imagine.
Excellent.
So from there then, in Moto3, you had a few more seasons. Sometimes bit up and down, but I remember as well, I think we were here before when you were fighting for the Moto2 World Championship.
Yes.
And I think I understood correctly in the Italian part of the press conference, you said, yeah, now I really started to take it seriously. Yes. When you're in Moto2,
yes,
about to win a title.
Exactly.
Did your approach change from those Moto3 days where you had some wins, but it was a bit up and down, and then Moto2, you really...
Yeah.
What was
yeah.
the difference?
In Moto3, it was really crazy. it was strange. But in Moto2, I understand was not correct to use only the talent, no? Because if you want to arrive on the high level, you have to work on yourself and to try to do something more. And well, I have suffered a lot during the first year because at the end of the race I was really destroyed, and I have to think, okay, now I have to bring more serious
the
to be more focused, and at the end it's arrived the title on the 2020.
I think it's just the way you say it in Italian, but everyone's always like, yeah, and then it arrived. It's like, well, you made it arrive.
Yeah.
How was that feeling then? Because you'd not really been in that position in Moto3, but I also remember you seemed so calm. Like that weekend, you just arrived and you were like, yeah, I've taken it seriously now. Yep, everything's going really well. Let's go.
Exactly.
Was that true?
Very, very close to this one. But I remember when it was in the team of Mollau, I see something different, one work very different compared to my one, no? And I see Aaron, Canette, the dedication, all the dedication, and compare my one was too high. For me, was a joke.
It's
a joke
to be team, no?
Exactly.
Wow, okay.
In Estrella Galicia team, has been like this, no? I understand was necessary to do one step. But with the Leopard, I'm staying a little bit unlucky the
you had
the year before.
You had an injury with something as well, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, some injury, a lot of crash, but I was very competitive during this year. But yes, the lucky wasn't from my side.
Well, in Moto2 it was, luck and more. So you won that championship. How was that party, feeling, vibe? Was that something really special?
Yes, the Moto2 has been better from the start because to riding a big bike was very beautiful for me, and also try to understand how is the spin with the rear, with a new sensation, and that motivated me a lot, especially because I have changed the engine during this year. All the bike has changed. It's arrived the Triumph engine, and well, it's been a beautiful season, also my first one, and Well, the next one better. But
next one better. So let's talk about MotoGP then.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, if you only started to take it seriously in Moto2, MotoGP, you were quite serious immediately. You really made an impression. How was your very first time that you rode the MotoGP bike? Is it a big difference to the Moto2?
Big difference. Yes. When I tried the MotoGP in Qatar for the first time, it's been like a shock. Because when I opened the full throttle, I think maybe after only two laps.
Really, that's the first
time. It's been incredible. And well, also because that Ducati was really aggressive compared to my one.
A big difference.
Of this one, yes. And
so that was 2021. Yeah. Okay. I feel like 2020 was last year in my head.
Yeah. So okay.
That was 21.
Yes.
So then, since then, you've won lots of races. Good few races.
Yeah.
Talk us through the Gresini adventure then. Because that's where you first...
Yeah, to be back in the Gresini team for me has been really beautiful because was my first family, no? Has been my first family.
And you took your first win with them in Moto3, right?
Yes, exactly.
And then your first MotoGP win as well. Not first podium, no? You got the Misano podium before.
Yeah, Misano podium with Vintia in 2021. But it's come the first victory during the first GP. And well, was really strange because I win this race. I was happy, but also nervous because I was without the boss, without Fausto. No? And my relationship with this guy was like my second dad. And I was angry during this race, but I have dedicated this victory to him because has been an important person for me to be what I am now, no?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So your English, we're going well.
Not bad, no.
Not bad. So after, it wasn't just one race though, was it? It was an incredible season. And all the way to the end, you were a really big contender. And then we had those awesome showdowns with you and Pecco.
Yeah.
When I think you created the most stress possible in Sepang in the best way. It was like the line is here and you were here all the time. It
was on the line.
Never over it. But for us, it was such an electric atmosphere as well, watching that. And then obviously ending an incredible season, then the switch to red. How was that for you going from first race, first win, and then suddenly you are at the front most weekends, you have the chance to fight for victory, you're in the middle of the championship battle as well as like someone who could really do I overtake, how much to risk, whatever. How was that experience for you? It's something new, no?
It's been a difficult experience, you know, because my target was to try to win the race. But also Pecco was really strongest, and also we was the next year we have to be teammates, no?
Because you already knew this then. No?
Exactly. And it was a difficult situation for me, but at the end I've tried to push all the risks, but Pecco was really fast, and at the end I won that race, and me I arrived second, and. At the end, I'm happy about that race because second place was good. But to don't bring many risks, not to overtaking again during the last lap, because to do the patatrack in Italian, it's like this. It's short.
It could have gone very differently. But so, obviously, then it became that year. I don't want to say competition, because there is always competition every year for whatever seat, factory, team. But especially in the media, there was a lot of, it's going to be Enea or Jorge Martin for the seat at Ducati. It was you. It seemed like from that first win in Qatar, suddenly you were like, hello, I'm in this conversation. After maybe people expected you to take a bit longer, to move up a little bit slower, and then boom, factory offer. How was that from your side? It seemed quick for us in a great way.
Yeah.
But it must be like, wow, this is a really big opportunity now.
Yes. Yeah, the opportunity was very big one for me because...
You'd only started taking it seriously 2 years before.
No.
Yeah. I love this meme forever.
Okay, now it's very, very serious, the situation. And, well, it's been a really good opportunity. And during the winter, I worked very well, not to arrive very prepared for the season. I was one title contender. And at the end, he's arrived at the big crash during the first race in here in Portimao. I have suffered during this
I can imagine.
Occasion.
Especially because pre-season, so much expectation. Sprint, completely new, obviously last year.
Yes.
I think we took a lot of your time for the documentary because, we're like title contender straight away. Yeah. How difficult is that mentally when you're so fired up and ready to go and then the very first weekend, because it's completely not your fault, you're just bad luck, you're in that situation. How do you react to that and keep yourself like, okay?
Yeah, the reality of this is I haven't understand how was big my injury at the moment. After the race, I think, okay, now, well, we haven't started with a good foot, but we have time, no? But at the end, after 1 month, I understand better the situation. I see my shoulder wasn't powerful. It was really painful, and I think, okay, the championship is good. Now I have only to do some rehab and to come back stronger than the next race, but the next race doesn't arrive. I'm not ready. And it was a difficult situation.
I can imagine that's hard also because you have to just sit and watch, right? I imagine you have to watch,
yes.
Even though you want to be there. Yes. And then you have to stay in touch with what's happening.
Yes.
But okay, so when you did come back then, you get in there and then in Sepang, boom.
Yes.
Talk us through, what was the difference there?
Yeah.
It was like suddenly...
Yeah, after the second injury in Barcelona, I'm stopped physically for 1 month. And...
So then you were literally just like,
nothing.
Okay, now it's...
I'm stopped, yeah, because with the shoulder I wasn't okay. With the legs, no, because I have broken my left foot.
Yeah, of course, yeah, you
and also my left hand, and okay. Everything.
That was such a dramatic moment, and
yes.
Then
yes.
You were the one who unfortunately
yes.
Had that bad look.
Very,
there.
Very dramatic moment. But when I'm back, also when I've tried to training again, I see my shoulder was okay. And, I think, okay, now we can try to do something more. I have training very well before to come back. In Indonesia, I arrived physically in a good condition. I've made also a beautiful race, but in Sepang, it's arrived my first victory and last victory of the season. And
it was another stressful moment for you to arrive back on that front row.
Yes. I see the light. Okay.
It's like, who was between you? Was it Jorge? No.
I was with Jorge and...
You were third on the grid, right?
Yes, Jorge.
Was Pecco on pole?
Yes, Pecco on pole.
Yeah,
yes,
okay. Because exactly. It's like the most stressful, like you're like the real wild card
yeah,
in that situation.
Was,
so it's like, well, I'm his teammate, but I'm also me.
Yes, yes.
And you also want to win.
Yeah, it was the situation of the last year. This year, that year was different, no? Because it was important for me to try to win that race.
And you did. I feel like you can almost see on Sunday in the race, you can almost see you realise that you've got the whole shot because they've just disappeared together.
Yeah, I see Jorge to break in very little compared to other rider, and Pecco was outside. And me, I was inside, and I think, okay, Now you can, I can do the outshot. Bye, see you.
And how was that race then? Because, like you said, so your shoulder was okay. You'd had that extra injury from Barcelona, but you're more or less back. That many laps of Malaysia is quite a big challenge to come back and immediately get it. How were you at the end of that race? Were you like, okay, I'm back, or were you like, whew?
Yeah, a little bit I'm back, but also was the first time on top during this year, and during the first 3-4 laps was really strange for me to be on top, you know, again. but after I was very, very concentrated, and I push. Also, from the gap from Alex was very short, all the race, 0.6, 0.7, 0.6, 0.7. But at the end, it's already the victory. And
I can't remember you ever falling off in the lead, actually. Under pressure, when you are leading, you seem ice cold.
No, normal.
On the inside, are you actually like, making sure everything is under control?
Yeah. I like more when I'm alone. Compare when I'm on the group, no, and you have to overtake. When you are alone, you have to think only, okay.
So in the zone.
Yes. I'm more on the comfort zone. I don't know why, but.
No, that's good. So this season then, pre-season, I think Davide Todazzi was like, yeah, it's the old Enea. I was like, obviously you've had much more time, training, recovery, no injuries. The new bike as well seems immediately, like, for everyone, it's like, oh, this is great.
Yes.
So Qatar, I'm sure you wanted podiums or to really fight there at the front. But this season, are you feeling those good vibes again, ready to try and maybe have the year you expected more last year?
I have a good vibes now, because we come from a disaster year, and it's like a new adventure, no? And also, I know very well what is the work inside the team, what I have to do, and also the new bike was fast from the test, and I think, okay, with this bike we can do a really good season. And now we have made only the Qatar race. I'm arrived during the sprint, the P6, and during the normal race, P5, and was good. A nice race. I have felt something on the first part of the race, but it's normal. After a long time without to fight from something good, is a nice point of start. No,
it could be a lot worse. It was a nice, good point from both. Good start. Now, when you were watching, unfortunately from home last year, what was the biggest thing that you saw in MotoGP? Was there any, nothing bad, we all know the drama moments that we had, but is there anything you saw and you thought, okay, next year or when I'm back, I'm going to, did you get anything from watching as a fan from home?
Yes, well, when you are inside, it's different. Last year I see the MotoGP from outside, no? And I have studied a little bit to understand something, and all the year is apart, it's different. And it's important to have a lot of support and to spend energy in a correct situation, because we have many races, we have many many interview, many.
No, I'm sorry.
Like you.
And this is a longer one as well. Yeah. This is like the worst start to the Portuguese Grand Prix.
Exactly. But well, it's a nice work.
It could be worse, right? It could be worse. Yeah. I could be constantly asking you technical questions.
Okay,
Enea, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Have you got anything ahead for the year that you're hoping for? Any targets? And then we'll let you go. Or nothing, just...
No, targets, to be happy all the year is good.
I mean, that's a classic.
Yeah.
That's exactly the vibe you always give us. It's like, be happy all the year.
Nice vibes.
And then
nice vibes.
Brutal wins.
Thanks.
I love it.
Thank you.
So, thank you so much, Enea. And thank you to Mattia Casadei as well for your fan question.
Yeah,
we appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Matti. Thanks, Antonio. And
for the pizza.
For the pizza. Very nice.
Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for joining us and listening. And we'll see you again soon.